There's a philosopher whose name is Mihaly, and I don't know how to pronounce this. Maybe it's Csikszentmihalyi or Csikszentmihalyi. One of these impossible things to say. It's spelled Csikszentmihalyi. How do you pronounce that? I don't know. Anyway, this guy is a good thinker. And he said, as he observed, the happiest people spend much time in a state of flow. In this state, the state in which they're in, these people are so involved in an activity that nothing else seems to matter. The experience itself is so enjoyable that people will do it even at great cost for the sheer sake of doing it. What is it these people are doing? And can you get to that state? Let's find out how time travel has something to do with that very same state that we're talking about. Now, I've just explained to you what possibility waves are, very briefly. Now, I haven't quite got to the probability curves yet, so now I'm going to get to that. But how a possibility wave squared produces a probability curve. Now, probability curves are something that we do deal with in our everyday life. Let me give you an example of a probability curve that you know very well. Barring any pre-dawn emergencies or telephone calls or something, or doorbell rings or, you know, people waking you needlessly for some dumb reason, I know, for example, that I can wake up naturally in the morning, let's say more or less around the same time. Let's use as an example 7:15 in the morning. Okay, now let's say that I'm a cautious guy and I may stay up late the night before, maybe had a drink or something or blah, blah, blah. So usually I might set an alarm to waken me in case I oversleep. But let's suppose that I don't use the alarm for an experimental period of 300 days, almost a year. And when I wake up each morning during that period, I will look at the clock on the nightstand and check the time and mark down what time it is that I actually awoke. And I'm going to keep a record of all of that. Each possible time of awakening within a certain temporal boundary, which is the time which will emerge from this data, has a certain probability of occurring. Now, let me explain why that's the case. Most of the time, I'm going to wake up around 7:15, thereabout, plus or minus what? Aha. This is what in probability language is called a standard deviation. So what we're looking at is a standard deviation from the norm or the average. So most of the time, I'll wake up without the alarm at 7:15, plus or minus a few minutes. Rarely will I awake as early as 7 o'clock or as late as 7:30. Even without carefully recording the data, I know experientially that the probability for my awakening at 7:15 falls off to no probability at all of awakening at any other time earlier than 7 a.m. or later than 7:30 in the morning. I mean, it's virtually impossible that I would wake up at 6 a.m., unless I have heartburn or something, or it's virtually impossible that I'll wake up at 8 o'clock a.m., way oversleeping. So I have what is called a probability curve of awakening. And if I draw that curve, in fact, this might be a good procedural thing for you to do, is to create your own probability curve, because it'll teach you something about your habitual behavior. You have to work on a curve of probability with events that you normally do. Let's say you want to map out when you normally go to bed, or when you normally wake up, or when you normally brush your teeth, or when you normally go to the bathroom. You can have a little chart and you can mark out the time as close as you can make it as to when that event occurs every day for as much as maybe 30 days or 60 days, and make a map. And now you want to make the map, you want to make a probability curve of that. And how you do that is you want to draw a curve in which the number of times you awaken, say, between 7 o'clock and 7:02, how many times? The number of times you awaken, say, between 7:02 and 7:04, and the number of times between 7:04 and 7:06, and so on. Each time you take an interval of time in which you make the count, say, this time I took a 2-minute interval between 7:14 and 7:16. You can make the interval as large or as small as you want, but generally you take one where you get a number of counts. So if you have the fewer counts, you make the interval a little bit bigger. Now, When I'm all done with this, I will know from this probability curve what's normal for me. By the way, the same thing is done by actuarial tables, by insurance companies, medical procedures, why certain medicines they take. They do the same things to test people to find out how many are affected under the set of criteria that they determine a probability number can be attached to. And this gives you what is called a probability curve. There are a number of examples of these probability curves, and nearly all of them show up as a single peaked curve. It's sometimes called a Gaussian curve, G-A-U-S-S-I-A-N, or it's sometimes called a top hat curve, something like that, a peaked hat curve, a magician's hat curve, whatever you want to call it. And these are very well known to statisticians and people that keep data. So probability curves are physical, and probability curves have a lot to do with our awareness over time, as I'm now going to explain to you.